Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is one of those excellent days where you get to talk with Psychic Jethro and Anne Sablon. We're here, and we're just talking about the gift. We're talking about that psychic ability to be able to not only see people's futures, but also working and helping individuals, you know, with your spiritual gifts. This is a sharing and a blessing. So I love all of you fans and friends that were here. We've got quite a few of you that are getting online, and I had a really excellent emails from you. You know, you enjoyed Debbie. You said you couldn't wait for Anne. Well, she's here now at 516-453-6081. And Anne, how is your day going in this wonderful menagerie of fun?
Well, you know, except for forgetting that it's Saturday, you know, the day is going good. I have a feeling, though, that there's a lot of energy in the air, because either I've got spirit coming through in droves because I get this physical reaction when that happens, or it's the energy of today's new moon. I don't know what it is, but it's just feeling very electric today. So if anyone feels that too, it's a good thing. So you harness that and use that for the things you need to accomplish. So that's what I'm going to do, harness it and accomplish these readings with joy and happiness and love and light. How's that sound?
Sounds so great, and I'm just so welcoming. And I had a friend tell me yesterday that they had listened to the show, and this is one of the questions we've had right in about it, is, you know, a lot of individuals love and believe in the magic realm. And one of the topics that Psychics Gone Wild brought up as we were looking at our holistic magazine is that Jethro has a lady on the show named Anne who discussed about the dragons. I have some questions for her. Anne, are you a person who flies with the dragons? Do you work with them? Because you had said on the show, we caught that you even said you were a dragon, which makes sense to me. You see, I am a very believer of them, and they've always magically helped me in my life. Please tell me more about your dragons.
Oh, I'm glad to. You know, I didn't even realize that I was even a tiny bit in tune with dragons until I was trying to decide what tattoo to get several years ago. I mean, I was working for 20 years trying to decide what I wanted to ink on my back. But then one day, all of a sudden, it was like, oh my God, dragons. And then when I looked it up, you know, it just spoke to me in that the dragons, you know, they represent strength and courage and fortitude. Now, also, what I see it as a big part is its protection of friends, family, you know, anyone and myself, you know, that's to protect me from whatever I need protection from. But then, you know, if you might recall that in some of the group readings or the readings that we do in our group, sometimes that the dragon comes up, and usually it's to help the person that I'm reading to show them that they are protected and to show them that when they need the strength to go forward, that they can call on this dragon. So it's not just for me, but it seems like I'm sharing that dragon also. And I'm wondering, too, even though I believe my spirit animals to be the wolf and the black jaguar, I'm starting to wonder if the dragon is not one of them also. So, I mean, you can have as many spirit animals that are willing to help you. So who knows? I mean, I really like the thought of the dragon being one of my spirit animals. And so that's where
I love that, Adam. You brought it. You just, it's exactly there. And those of you who know that, you know, do a little studying on it. Like Anne was just telling you a little bit there about, you know, her dragon coming in and helping her. They are very much a guide and protection. There's a lot of people who have totems from the magic realm. Like she said, you can have as many. I think this is what I've laughed through the years of, and those of you know with the studies, I've done a lot of totem work. So if you do the top totem, bottom totem, side totem, right totem, which totem's coming in on the left side? And then you get individuals like Anne who blows all those rules right out the window, because you're going, she has this one here, she has there, and then she has that realm. And, you know, one of the things that I've had other people say that they believe in the magical times when they were real dragons here, and they noticed that as you do a little past life work, that dragon may have been connected to Anne through other lives. She may have been a dragon keeper or working with them, and they came through and continued to be with her. And I have a really wonderful question about my dragon. They said that my dragon was a Reiki dragon. I laughed really hard because I've tried twice now to get my Reiki master's. I am a Reiki too, but I was told that once I acclimated, become a master, I will have that dragon be more clear. Do you feel that having your Reiki amplifies your dragon magic?
Short answer, no. The long answer is the dragon is your dragon, and the strength is of that dragon is what you allow it to share and what that dragon wants to share with you. But you need to be in sync with that dragon, whether you have Reiki or not. Reiki in itself is a healing modality that, you know, it helps us and others to heal ourselves, you know, spiritually and sometimes physically. So, but has nothing to do with the dragon or any other spirit animal or what do you call it? All of a sudden, I can't think. Why can't I think, Jethro? But finish my sentence for me because I just got lost.
It's a fun topic, and it's an excellent edit. I do see there's going to be an end connected. Those of you know who's playing, we will have Christmas Day. There will be a Psychic Gone Wild special show for you guys that are playing. Okay, here we go. Psychic Jethro or Anne Sablon, either one for $500. Going for those prizes of Psychic Jethro for a year, you get 4 one-hour readings as a gift. You get a reading with Anne, you get a reading with Debbie, and you get to have about $400 in prizes sent to your house. So you want to go in and get that big one. The question is, what two psychics on Psychics Gone Wild have dragon tattoos? And it's Psychic Jethro and Anne Sablon. So it's real simple. You pick that one and you know the answer because it'll be under ours for that question. So what two psychics that are on Psychics Gone Wild 2020 both have dragon tattoos? The excellent thing, we have a friend here is going, Jethro, I don't know what it is. I just love listening to your show, and I am so glad. Sometimes I want people to call in, and sometimes I don't. I'm enjoying your show over here, and just never let Anne change. She always makes me laugh, and she's just very blunt and honest. I had a dream one night that Anne was actually helping me, and I looked on Facebook, and I realized that I am friends with you, Jethro, and I will be connecting with her, because I feel like that she did some work. You had brought up on the show that she helped you with the energy. It's a good thing. Do those allies. Get a time with Anne. You know, this is what I've been telling you guys and what I try to help you. We come on to talk and go with you. Go to mysapphiredragon.com and you can schedule with Anne. You can set up a time and get to really have that reading. Those of you that have been fortunate enough to be on our Friday Psychic Circle, Anne is a very strong, gifted lady. She comes in. She does work. She gets it. She goes with it. She's very much as me, a gifted psychic. You can contact her on her email at Anne, A-N-N-E, at mysapphiredragon.com, and get in. Those of you at psychicjethro.com that are putting in, we send those on. If you've got something there you want to message, we can also do that. But I really want you to get in on the prizes. We have Melanie writes in here, Jethro, I got in on the things. I want to be on the contest. I can't wait. I did win a necklace from you, but it was on 2014. I still have the necklace, and I always treasure my rose quartz. Well, thank you, Melanie. Very good. And yes, thank you for the birthday wishes. I have a lot of you asking me, how was my birthday? My birthday was great. And, you know, when we talk about birthdays and energy, this is another one that we bring up. Do you feel, as you strengthened up in the years, that your gift increases as you begin to go through the birthdays, or do you believe the belief that sometimes the birthdays can decrease it and you were stronger in your younger days?
You know, I believe that every trip around the sun increases whatever qualities we have, and the good qualities as the years go on helps us to diminish the bad qualities we have. So my gifts have gotten stronger as the days, months, and years have gone by. And plus, it's because, too, I'm learning more about them. There was a time when I didn't know what I had, what it was called or anything. And I've been lucky to find teachers such as yourself, Jethro, that's helping me along those paths. Even till now, you know, you never stop learning, whether it's you're going for a nursing degree or a mechanics degree or learning to deal with your spiritual gifts. You know, you just get better if that's what you want.
I love that. And I, you know, me and Anna have the same belief. We talk new age, older age, school age. One of the biggest impresses me about it is that we all come together for the main concept of we have our abilities, we work with them. I do know, and I agree with Anne very much about the fact that some of the gifts is enhanced, and as we learn in knowledge with each other. To Debbie brought it up today that she, you know, is learning from different areas, and she talked to you guys about different ways with the angels. Anne, what would you say in your road of hard knocks and good knocks, how would you describe and where would you send people for information if they want to help enhance and improve their abilities?
You know, in this day and age, everyone out there is in a better place than I'd ever been. When I was looking to, educate myself, it was the library, the telephone book for psychics, you know, things like that. But back then, looking for psychics, it was like the $10 one on the corner. Okay, I couldn't find any that were legit. Now you can go online. You talk to psychics you find, you get a feel for them, you see if they teach. If they teach, that's better to me, in my opinion, than someone that just gives readings. Because when they teach, they are sharing their knowledge and their passion, just like you do again, Jethro. I mean, if it weren't for someone like you, I wouldn't be where I am at this minute. So you look, you know, and sometimes the teachers just fall in your lap. And again, that's where you come in. If it hadn't been for me doing a volunteer job where I met Corinne and Corinne found you and then she brought me to you, I mean, see, it's all happenstance, you know, serendipity. And there are no such things as coincidence. This was meant to be. And you will find what you need to find when it's...
Love it. Thank you, Anne. That means a lot to me. And I feel fortunate. They always say the teacher picks the student when the student's ready. And I just feel so fortunate to... be able to have worked with, you know, and we and Anne working together. And I thank all of you guys. If you've sent an email, I am sending it out to you. Today we've got Kay Powers. She writes in here, "It's nice to meet you. I have a question with my twin flame. Make communication with me and when. His name is Daryl, and we are both Geminis. I do appreciate anything that you see with this person. Thank you for your time and have a beautiful and blessed day." So Kay is writing in here from Michigan. She wants to know, with her twin flame, will she have communication and will she talk with Daryl again? Both of them are Geminis. What are we feeling here, Anne?
You know, I'm not so sure that Daryl is her actual twin flame right now. I feel that he's a very close runner-up, but you know, a lot of times, though, if you can ask yourself what you are going to learn from this relationship, sometimes that's the main gist of a twin flame. It's a very passionate and very strong and sometimes heart-wrenching relationship. So if no one but you can tell if it's a twin flame, because I can't see that right now, but except for him being more of a very strong influence. Now, that being said, it's what you make of it and what you want from it, and you guys work together at getting there. And I don't know, what do you say about that, Jethro?
I agree very much, and I love that exactly with what they're... I would have to have a little more with you, Kay, to look and see, because it does feel more karmic. I agree with her. And to be able to be really precise, you need more energy, like a picture or something me and Anne can work with. We definitely include you guys that are contacting there. Those of you on my Psychic Jethro one, we want you to contact us here at the 516-453-6081 so that we can pick up your energy and read for you. Mona, I know that you really need to talk. You need to call us. You know, we're here at that number. I am contacting those of you. If you look on there, it does have the number and the things there for Psychics Gone Wild. And the best way is to get here on the radio, because I feel like that this is what we can help you with, Kay Powers, is that that energy is going between you two. And when, once we talk with you or see a picture or something with the aura, we can definitely do that. I hope that helped. And we love that. I saw you on here liking. You're going to be, you said, looking in. Go to Psychics Gone Wild room. It's private. You can always write there. You'll see me and Ann in that room. We're there. We're handling it. I do respect those of you on there that are doing the work. This is a light work for the whole radio. So what we do is those on our show. So any other individuals, we politely ask you not to do the videos or other things they've got, because we are in there helping people, and it gets very confusing when you have 300 and some psychics trying to go in and do their things. I do only let the people that are on the hosting of the show market, so that I get no hard feelings. I know, Jim, you're going to have your stuff deleted as soon as I get done here, because I just have you all over my stuff, marketing your stuff, and that's a great thing. I wish you the best in your business, but just know that without being connected here with you and me and through the show, I don't know your reading, and I don't want to advocate my 38 years behind you. So those of you calling in, this is Jethro, and this is Ann, and we are wild. I know someone says, Jethro, every time I go in your room, I have all these funny things. You guys put cartoons in there. You put stuff. I didn't see a lot of psychic. I wondered why sometimes do you guys keep a private room? We keep that private room for just that reason. We want you to be able to feel comfortable these days. Come in. We will put jokes up. You've heard Ann. Ann does say what she feels. If you're ready for that real reading, call Ann. You know, if you have in there, I have through the years done this work, and I have people that I've worked on psychic lines with 30-some years. I've been the house reader and the original, I proudly to say, Sedona psychic. That means a lot. If any of you guys have ever been to Sedona and realized the years of it, it is one of the original, you know, places that psychics are working with the vortex and the energy. So when you have a reference by me, you have a reference. But please be careful, because I've had people tell me, you know, I saw Jethro in 1970s and he told me I'm gifted, so, you know, give me the job. I do warn you, if I saw you in 1970 and said you were gifted, I feel that. I feel we're all gifted. So just be sure of where you're getting your, you know, the stuff with it. Because I had a person call me yesterday and said, Jethro, the person, you know, came on my radio and they weren't able to read. And I apologize to both of you, because I have read a lot of people, but I do know that, you know, that we were talking about that gift can enhance. Like we were just doing, you want to get with a teacher. You want to work with it. You want to keep doing it. It's like riding a bike. I also know that Anne is doing a very intense thing today, like I am, and Debbie. When we're on there, we're right now live with real people and new individuals that are on. I know we're having some phone things. Call in the 516-453-6081. And I've had a couple of you say that if you ever get a little bit of a thing of a problem with it, just follow the blog talk, and that way you can pick it up and hear it at home. But why is that me and Ann are putting out raw, real energy? Ann, I know when you read on Jethro's show, I feel the energy. I wonder sometimes, have you had people that you just read and you didn't even ask to read them when you were driving by them?
Oh, yes. And you know what? And that is a rude thing for us spiritual folks to do. It's like eavesdropping. In fact, it's called, psychic spying. And you try not to do it, but sometimes the energy is just so high and you have opened yourself up to receiving anything and everything. Now, in order to not let that happen, you need to be very smart about closing yourself off, you know, for a time being, so where you're not getting interrupted, because that can play havoc. I've been in a restaurant and have people next to me that I'm going, oh my gosh, you know, I think their father passed and they want to do something with the ducks that are in the pond. And I'm going, oh my God. And you try not to say anything, but every great once in a while, it's almost as if you feel like it was meant to be. So you have to be very, very careful. But most of the time, I'm hoping that I'm not picking up people accidentally, or their thoughts or their energy. Sometimes that energy is too much for us at certain times. So it's hard for us to regulate every once in a while. So we just have to be careful no matter what.
Love that. And then, and it's a topic for those of you, you guys remember the one in reading in Colorado, down in Boulder area, the work there with it, the people that were individuals at that time knew me with my teacher, and he would be there. And his thing was that I had to, if I felt it, it was my duty with my gift to share it. And you, do you know how intense that is for someone who's never met you, who just came in on No Pearl Street? It's one of the main accesses for psychics. We read up and down that street. Everything, every type of reading and dance and culture event is going on Pearl Street. If you ever get a chance in Boulder, Colorado to go there, it's a fun place. But I'm there and I'm doing exactly what Ed said. I don't want to be the psychic spy or scan, and I'm getting this information. So I'm like, you might want to check on your job. The woman's like, what do you mean? I have a very good solid job. Okay, mind your business. So what I'm doing is I'm bouncing around. So it's a really good one, Ed, you brought up. And I do love the fact of you guys that are tuning in here today. Robert Pascal writes in, if you're really a good, then shouldn't you already know what we want without us asking? Well, yes, that's what we're talking about, Robert. We do have that ability. And what you guys do for the radio is we're limited it down in time here because we have a lot of people behind. And this is why we're getting you to know a little bit of us and get to know, because I want you to be secure. You picked Ann, you love Ann, then get to know Ann. And that's what we're doing here. And that's what I love. But if you come in and like we just, you know, they're going, the question I have back for you, Robert, is are you open to doing that? I can tell you the most, and I'm going to give you an inside seat. I'm going to get in trouble. People love to be that one person nobody can read. That's not a good thing if you study up on this and you understand, because it means that you don't know yourself or your own energy. So, yes, I can read you. All I need is permission, like we said, so we don't. And usually that is your name, your aura, your picture, something of yours. If you remember back in the older days, and I'm saying that, you know, and Jeff, back in the day when people would have to bring an object, they would have to come, they would tell them to bring these things. Now, there was readers who, and I'm not going to use the word slangs on them, but there was people who just hear, there's a tall, dark stranger, and you're going to be in love until your mind is happy. That's someone else is doing a different thing. We're talking about real psychic ability, where I touch this and sense that this is your mother's object. This is your ability. That's why we're wild, because we are real. We are a little harder to contain. And one of the things that we had very strong, and we know that you worked on some things here professionally and helped with, do you sometimes have a say with what your guides do, or do your guides have their own agenda once you start reading someone?
No, you know, your guides are there to help you for whatever you need. For instance, before this program started, I called on the ones that I am aware of and asked them to please make sure that I connect, you know, with love and light and protection, and that I connect with spirit and truth, and that, you know, that my ego and personality step aside so that I can be a clear and accurate channel. So their agenda is your agenda. That's what they follow. You're the boss when it comes to the spirit guides working with you. Now, there are times, you know, like say, for instance, though, that maybe you're in danger. Your spirit guides or your guardian angels, that's when it's going to become their agenda, where they're going to do something or let you know that you need to protect yourself. But otherwise, you know, you're the boss, and they're here to do what you need them to do.
I feel that, and I agree very much. And I love you guys that are contacting today, and I'm multitasking you guys, so I apologize a little bit here back and forth contacting those of you who are trying to get over. I'm sending you in to those sites. What you'll get in my message is mapmysapphiredragon.com. That's how to get a hold of Ann, or psychicjessa.com. That's where the first step, that's getting in. You do want to do that. I've been really letting everyone know, especially coming up into this time of the year. I have done this going on way over 30-some years. So I have people who are contacting me back from the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, telling my age. And so you want to go in and get that full time. The calling on a phone is real great, but I can't. I don't do much walk-ins anymore, unfortunately, because my schedule is full. But it's more important is you're getting that full time with me. And that's a good question with Anne. You know, you want to sit down, get on there, contact her at mysapphiredragon.com, say, Anne, this is what I've got, and, you know, I'm this is the time, and you schedule with her, you get your things set in, and she's like, here, I have this half hour, I have this hour, you know, work it out with your psychic. So you are getting that. We had a person ask me what the certified, it did seem not real. Actually, it's the opposite. Certified means you are very real and legitimate because you're being certified from other individuals who are like you, not believers. And you have to sit down, go in. They will give you sometimes their name, sometimes they won't. Sometimes you just need to be able to sense what you've got and read from there. And that's what I encourage all of you. And I know a lot of you psychics that are out there, they're learning from us. Please, you know, get with the contact. You want to do that. I will tell you this, and this is an old Henri remark from psychics of us who've done it a long time. The worst psychic is that psychic that's only right twice a day. They're like a broken clock because they're not reading. They're just talking and doing it. You want to be able to feel that person. That's what me and Anne are, is real. So I know we're going to get a debate. I already saw a couple of your, you know, you're texting in the messages. I'm not able to read your flowers or your other objects. It has to be a picture of you. I know that that's a little uncomfortable. I'm not caring how your hair looks, or me and Anne aren't going to address those beautiful fingernails. What we're going to talk to you about is we're going to talk about the energy around it. We're reading your aura, your vibration, and that's more accurate, right, Anne?
Right, right. And may I also add, too, when we're reading on the radio like we're doing now and people call in, and yes, you know, we're going to know what we need. At the same time, we've got the energy from all these people who are listening and all these people who are trying to call in. So we are having to filter in nanoseconds to try to get the right message to the right person. But when you come to us one-on-one, that's where you're going to get the most accurate, the most meaningful, and usually the deepest and most comforting messages that need to get to you. So, you know, so remember, we're doing the best we can, you know, that filtering everybody. And, you know, we're really successful when you come to think about it. So, and I'm proud of myself when I can get through this show because it gets tough, but we can do it.
Doing excellent, Anne. And I want to thank all of you guys that are doing this. We've gotten in today. We've got some people of you doing it. Text us, write us, contact us. Let's get just going for you. I've got quite a few of you who today let me know that I know a couple of the packages haven't arrived today, Saturday. They went out Monday. It usually takes about 5 to 7 business days. So I would assume, with it being Monday, you probably should see it Tuesday or Wednesday there. I know you should have gotten an email from me. I can guarantee that they did go out here. That's why, you know, they send it. What I do have, and I love with you guys, is the necklaces and the things are our way of thanking you for listening in. And I love you guys for your way of, you know, putting the comments and things on there. So, you know, stay wild is the way to be. We love you guys. Stay in the really safe element of your spiritual development so that you guys... You know, I do have a lot of you contacting. We are going to be doing a magazine. I mean, this is the first show. You guys are hearing this. Be a member. Go to psychicsjethro.com and get connected. We'll send it out. You'll get an email of it. You'll have an item from there. You'll have this with Anne. You'll get to see it. You'll get to be a part. Those are going to be out. I've had people already locking in for those subscriptions. I've got to see what Anne feels about the magic ones, Jethro. I didn't get to ask her about the fairies. Okay, we got 1 minute, Anne, before they throw us out the door. What do you feel about fairies?
Oh, okay.
Do you feel those little people?
You know, fairies. I love fairies. I wish I knew more about them because I would love to delve into the fairy realm. You know, Debbie Paul, as you know, our angelic reader, she has a connection with the fairies, and she has beautiful fairies around her home, and you know they appreciate it. But fairies are just like any other magical creature. They're there for what we need. But you know what? In my opinion, they can be a little impish sometimes. So, you know, they're not mean, but they can play. They like to play. So they're fun also, in my opinion. But every single one of the fairies that I see in my mind's eye, they're beautiful and they're loving. And I hope to be able to see more of them as time goes by.
We love you guys. They're giving us out the door. Thank you, Anne. You are the best. We can't wait to have you guys contact us and get ready to have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.